This is Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, minority on the Trades and Industry Committee has threatened that the next NDC government will cancel government's contract with West Africa agro-tech company, Watco. Now, the Minister for Trade and Industry, Katie Hammond, has indicated that government has entered into a 20-year agreement with the Indian firm, Watco, to provide management services to the Commander Sugar Factory. The deal, according to the ministry, will help revive the sugar processing factory, which has been abandoned since its completion. In fact, the minister led a team to the factory yesterday to witness a test run of its equipment to assess its viability for the Indian company, West African Agrotech Company. The deal, according to the minister, will ensure that Ghana maintains full ownership but will not have control over finished product. Here are excerpts of his interview after a tour of the facility.
We haven't dotted the I's and crossed the T's. I think it was agreed that to be able to cross the T's, dot the I's, and eventually put the signatures, we must be clear about the sanctity of this whole edifice. There's no point signing a contract, committing them to sinking so much millions money when the stability of the system itself is not so clear. So I think the provisional feedback I'm getting from them is that they are happy with the maintenance government, MEP government is put into this place. They are quite happy. They will be able to run it. So I suspect that anytime within the next few days, they will come to my office for us to put our signatures to the document.
So what is in it for Ghana?
For nothing at all, it won't be rotten. You know, this is cost Ghana 38 million. But it should have cost us about 14, 15 million.
But there's already an objection to the move. Speaking at a news conference in Parliament, ranking member on the Trades Committee, Yusuf Suleiman Affairs, alleges that the deal involves a 50,000 service fee as well as profit sharing with the company.
Now, if you have gone into an agreement with Watco that they should provide some management services, what they have done is to import sugar from Brazil and other places. And what they brought is what we call semi-processed sugar. And that semi-processed sugar is what they have refined. They have refined just 3-4 days ago, and they're making noise about it. Clearly, it tells you that the jobs that we wanted to create, we are going to lose that to start with. Again, what are we talking about? One of the reasons why Commander Sugar Factory was established was for us to reduce the importation of sugar. Now, if you are still importing the raw sugar, you've done nothing. It's still the same importation that we are doing. But the worst of it is the fact that the minister will not even take his time. He won't take his time and read the very agreement that he himself has signed with the people. You said you have signed an agreement with them for 10 years. They've just started and they have just shown us that they have imported some semi-processed sugar and they have refined that sugar. Now, all of a sudden, you are talking about leasing it out for between 15 to 20 years. So what has happened to the existing agreement for which you have even refused to bring to Parliament? And in that agreement, I'll give you a copy of the agreement. In that agreement, he is supposed to pay $50,000 per month to Watco. I see you are making some exclamations. That is not even enough. He is also going to pay, that doesn't include the expatriates fees. This is just the management fees that he's going to pay to them on monthly basis, $50,000. Now, if they were to bring in expatriates, and that's what they are going to do, those expatriates will be paid differently. And then any profit that is made, they are also going to be paid some percentage on the profit that will be made.
Oh, he says the next NDC government will not hesitate to cancel the contract if the trades minister fails to subject the deal to parliamentary approval.
That agreement didn't come to parliament because I can tell you Watco is a foreign company. And so if government had gone to take a loan of $35 million and also we had also gotten an approval for another $24 million, and if government was going to take any major decision that would involve foreigners, then it was appropriate for them to come to parliament for us to look at it. Remember, the NDC was accused of not coming to Parliament in matters of this nature. So one would have thought that they will not repeat those mistakes that they claim we had made. They never came. Let's don't forget the loan has to be repaid. How is he going to repay the facility? All these issues, the minister owes Ghanaians that explanation. And that is why we have called you here to serve as our mouthpiece. Take this information everywhere in this country and beyond. And let me caution that any foreign company that is going into any contractual agreement with the minister, if there's no due process, we can only assure them that the NDC administration will abrogate the contract. And when that happens, they shouldn't say that we are causing any financial loss to the state. Once you don't go through the procedure, once you have not followed the laws of this state and we are abrogating it, we have every right to do it. And no impression should be created that Ghana is not a destination for investment. If you come and you respect our laws, you're going to do business and do it very well.
So that's the ranking on the Trades Committee, Yusuf Suleimana there. But we have on the line the Minister for Trade and Industry, Katie Hammond himself with us. I'm grateful to you for joining us. First, why are we giving this arrangement to the company where we are paying $50,000 monthly management fee to them?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners. I'm rather disappointed in the ranking member. We get on so well, so I'm surprised that he was quick to go to the conference. He had this discussion with the radio and television when he had absolutely no information, absolutely such information. I mean, I'm listening to all that he has said and I'm appalled. What is it that he's talking about? When one telephone call, I was with him in Parliament the other day before Parliament went on recess, and we had a chat. So if he had difficulties with what was happening, he could always have told me. He's the ranking member, for God's sake, of my committee. He's entitled to every information he needs.
Mr. Hammond,
absolutely nothing he has said which is true, and I don't know where to start from. You're asking me what is this business about 50,000 or something. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know the figures you are talking about. I don't know where he's getting those things from, and I haven't said anything to that effect.
So I
simply don't know what he's talking about.
So Mr. Hammond, what's the arrangement with this company? To take over.
The arrangement with this company, and if you want a little bit of a background, let me recapitulate, because I've been going on and on and on. I've told the whole country what it's about, what the MPP government inherited from the commander establishment. I mean, the previous government of NDC went for a loan, as in bank loan from India, for about $38 million. And put up that plant. I've told the country that as of today, a plant the size of what we have at Comenda costs $18 million. Half the size we have, the 1,250 metric tons plant that we have. I mean, double the size of that today costs $18 million. Yet, $18 million. Yet in 2015, 2016, NDC put up that bit there for the cost of twice the cost, what it should really have cost. Double what it should have cost. Now, that is a matter to deal with. Irrespective of all of that, the FDPs that they put up did not work. They handed over the reins of administration to the MPP government. The MPP government had to expend as much about between 45 and, I'm not sure about the figure, I need to get my figure, but it's certainly between 45 and 50 million Ghana cedis to get the equipment, to revamp, to get the equipment running. It simply wasn't doing great at all. We got some people to come in to see what is it that could be done to get the factory running. No one was interested. We sent experts, consultants, to see what you need to read the report. I've got a copy of the report that the experts presented. It simply isn't anything to write home about. Now, after putting so much money, we thought we'd gotten somewhere. So finally, I think he's talking about the consultants, it's not a consultant, those guys who are working at the place. Because it wasn't working, we gave a management contract to the company he mentioned to see if they could run it, if they could get investors, private investors, to invest their capital. It wasn't going anywhere. If you ask people to manage your assets, which is almost turning into a white elephant, you pay them. But he doesn't even know. For the last 2 years or so, we haven't paid them 1p. That's another problem there. We contracted to pay them some money to run it, make sure that it doesn't get to so much of a dilapidated state that we can't do anything with it. We don't been able to pay them, but they are very sympathetic.
Okay.
They've been managing it for us.
So, eventually, we've
gotten to is that this management company has managed to arrange a company from India which appears to be interested in running the Commander Sugar Factory. What they have decided to do with us is to ask for a leasehold of our facility, our equipment. It is Ghana government property, 100% in the hands of Ghana government. I haven't signed anything, for Christ's sake. Have you heard what I said the other day?
Okay.
I mean, you played it back. Now we're now in the process of dotting the I's and crossing the T's before we put our signature. And so they have asked that we grant them a leasehold of the facility for them to produce sugar.
Okay.
How do it in the end is their discretion.
Mr. Hammond, if I understand you, you mean that as we speak, there is a company which has been given a management contract, which is running the facility. Are they the ones that are paid 50,000 a month?
I don't know the figures he's talking about. I don't know the figures.
How much do we pay this company?
We haven't paid them anything.
No,
we
but how much
are
you doing?
They are managing. They are making sure that the plant doesn't go rusty.
Okay.
They are greasing the equipment for us. We're not paying them anything.
I get it,
but Mr. Hammond, I'll
get there. But I want to understand, in that company that is managing it now, how much did we agree to pay them a month?
I don't have the figure handy. The last time they were here and were talking to the chief director, they were asking for some money. The chief director was talking about giving them some, he was talking about a few hundreds of thousands of cities.
But Mr. Hammond, you are the minister, and I guess
listen, this shows the extent of the dilapidation of the plant that we have over there. It is so bad that I have had so many companies who had come to originally express interest and then had gone to have a look. They've heard about it, Commander Sugar Factory. So they come here to, first they bring in their letter of interest, and then they want to go to the spot to have a look at it. They come back and they tell me they are no longer interested. So if somebody is talking about, there was a contract which was signed, of course, long before I came here, for the management, for them to manage it. I'm not sure the figures involved, anything as atrocious as he's talking about. But in any event, whatever the figure, whether it is $60,000 a month for them to run it or so, we haven't paid them 1p. And they understand. Nobody's paying them any money.
Well, eventually...
To me, the importance, and going forward, we now saying that, take it if you want to lease it, but rather you pay us back, pay the nation back. And then he said something about 38 million. He should be answering first. His government, the NDC government, should be answering why is it that the nation had to pay so much scandalous money for equipment that didn't cost, how much they charge the nation?
Mr. Hammond, how much are you saying the company is to pay us?
We are asking them to pay us in the millions. Almost certainly the contract I have is for them to pay us rent of more than 1 million a year to make use of our assets.
$1 million of cities.
To cultivate the fields. We're looking for some fields around the areas, such as Himai, such as Obuasi, and those other areas, and for them to be able to grow the sugarcane. There is not enough cultivation land around where the plant is. So they would have to look for elsewhere. But as it is, what they are doing now is to test the stability, the sanctity of the equipment. So they now bring in raw sugar from somewhere, test and see if it can run to start with. And then going forward, they would have to take some time, bring in some raw sugar from somewhere, refine once they start the cultivation of sugar cane. That is what we're trying to put in place.
Okay.
I don't know what this rush to cancel this and to do this. What you should be thinking about the mess that
Few clarifications here. So you say that this company is to pay us $1 million, what? Is it dollars or cedis per year?
And dollars. United States dollars per year. I haven't settled on this. I haven't settled. There's a figure we haven't agreed, but it's almost certainly more than $1 million a year they will pay to us, government of Ghana.
Well, but what work did we do to conclude on that figure that this is right for us to take per year?
Come up with figures. If you're not happy with it, come up with some figures.
No, I'm not the one running the ministry. You are.
My understanding is that it's more than enough, considering the situation that the plant finds itself in.
But again, that contracting, which you say a management company is running it and we are paying them some money at the end of the year, at the end of the month, even though we have not paid anything. But this company can get up today and say, we've worked for you under contract. We need this. How much are we paying them per month?
I told you, how many times should I repeat? I don't know whether this is Evans. I mean, your voice doesn't sound like Evans.
No. I mean, no problem. You say you couldn't remember the figure. That's why I wanted to understand, because...
But I've said it so many times that they could. Yeah, I mean, technically, if a contract has been signed with them, for them to manage the assets, which is sitting down and rotten, they deserve to be paid. But I've told you the figure is not on my table now. In any event, because we haven't paid them anything, haven't approved for anything to be paid to them. I've been here for a year. I've been close to about 3 years now. I haven't approved one P to be paid them. I understand that the management contract, something which was signed sometime back, they entitled to something. But they understand that nothing is going on there. Government doesn't have the money to pay them.
Okay.
So, of course, they could always come back and then say that we owe them something. It's my hope that when this matter is concluded and the leasehold is taken, maybe there could be a compromise of this matter whereby we wouldn't have to pay anything at all.
Okay.
I'm working on that.
In which year was this contract signed, the management contract?
I didn't sign it. I've been here for 2 years. I didn't sign it.
Okay. But so are they the ones who are testing the facility now with the sugar they bring in?
No, the company which will be interested in buying it. I mean, there are two companies. The original one, it's a different one from the one which is now interested in leasing it.
Okay.
All right.
Stay with me, because the ranking member is also on the phone.
No,
I've
got
now.
Other matters to do. He should be coming to me to talk to me. I'm not going to debate him on the phone.
No, you're not debating.
What I've given you. What information is put out that's completely wrong and it's atrocious. He has every right to come to me to look for whatever documentation he wants to look at. It isn't his right to go about there and bandy about falsehood like this.
Okay.
It's all right.
Okay.
If I'm done with it, I intend to do some work.
Well, when is this contract supposed to expected to be signed?
You would know. You'll be the first to know what it is signed off.
Okay, grateful to you. That's the Minister for Trade and Industry, Katie Hammond, there. Let me bring in the ranking on the Trades Committee of Parliament, UC Sulemana. He's with us on the line. So you've heard the Minister there. Satisfied? Yusuf Sulemana, thank you for joining us. I want to find out from you. You've listened to the Minister explain what exactly they intend to do. He says nothing has even been signed yet. They are yet to sign this deal with this particular company. Are you satisfied with their responses? Okay, so Yusuf Sulemana will be joining us on the line. But you've heard the Honorable Minister for Trade and Industry there. He's explained that they haven't even signed the contract with this particular company and they are not paying any amount. But Yusuf Sulemana is with us back on the line. So grateful for joining us. You've heard your minister there explain that, in fact, no contract has been signed and they are not paying any 50,000 service fee to any company. Your response, are you satisfied with that?
I want a situation where the media will engage the company called WAFCO. And whether or not or any board member of the Commander Sugar Development Company, the board members themselves are not happy, and the board members are the ones who are saying that in that contract, and I have seen that contract. Now, if he has not, I heard him say that he hasn't signed any contract with them. If he hasn't signed any contract with them, which company will agree to come this far with the rehabilitation and maintenance of the facility up to this point without any contractual agreement? So he tell us the contract that he has signed with them, and he should put it to the media, he should put it to the public. Let's see why he has signed with them, that they agree to do what they have done up to this level. But the minister keeps saying that the Kumende Sugar Factory should have cost $14 million but it cost Ghana 38. I think the minister needs to know that the project was what we call a turnkey project. Turnkey project means a lot. It is not just the equipment or the machinery alone. Now, if he has gone to ask about the cost of the machinery and it's around $14 million, he shouldn't go around misinforming Ghanaians and saying that the investment should have been around 14 million instead of 38 million.
Well, but
he needs to know that it was a turnkey project, which means that the contractor was given the contract to finish and just hand over the key to government, in this case, the Ministry of Trade and Industry. So he's been saying that, the contract should have cost us less than what we have paid for. I think that it is important for me to tell Ghanaians that it was not just the equipment alone. He has gone to find out how much the equipment will cost its importation and its installation, and it's around $14 million, and he wants Ghanaians to believe that that's how much the project should have cost.
Suleiman,
it went beyond
that. He explains that, I mean, they have not signed a contract with this company you talk about, but there's a company that is doing that was given this facility, and he came to meet the contract. They are the ones who are running it now, who have found this company to invest in, but they have even not been given a dime.
Now, let's get this right.
Okay.
I'm saying that there's a company called WAFCO, and they have signed an agreement with WAFCO. And I'm saying that in that agreement, they agreed to pay $15,000 per month to WAFCO.
When was this contract signed?
Let him deny that. And this was signed on the 21st of July, 2022 or so. Either 2022 or 2021, I'll cross check. Okay? So the minister should tell us whether or not there was any contractual agreement, any signed contract between the ministry and WAFCO or not.
He agreed that there's a contract that he came to meet, but he doesn't even remember how much they are supposed to pay. But
so
he says they are not even paid.
Check. I'm telling him that they are paying $50,000 a month. And as we speak, they even owe WAFCO. They've not been paying them. And the debt has accumulated. Okay? WAFCO has also found another company, I think in Uganda or somewhere, that is processing sugar. And they want to front for them to come and take over Kumende Sugar Factory. And that is why we're saying that it's unacceptable. Let's be transparent. We should know what exactly is happening in the Kumende Sugar Factory. Okay? Even the board members of the company are complaining.
So you are ranking on the committee. You have the powers to ensure that the right things are done. What do you intend to do?
Yeah, so like I said on the sister station, I'm consulting with the leadership of the minority, and then if we have to call the minister to parliament to come and explain to Ghanaians the state of the Kumende Sugar Factory, I will have to do that. Don't forget, the last time I asked the minister a question about Kumende Sugar Factory, his response was that the company has become an albatross around his neck. If this is his position, I can infer that this is a very smart way of disposing of the company. He wants to lease it for this company, and he's talking about 15 to 20 years, by which time I'm sure he would have inserted in those conditions that it is possible for them to take over. And so we also think that this is a foreign transaction. And if it's a foreign transaction, we want him to come to parliament for us to look at it.
But you say you are sure he would insert in. You are not sure he has done that. So Is there a basis to fear that he will put in something that for the company to take over the Commander Sugar Factory eventually after 20 years?
I don't, you know, he's my uncle, so I don't want to be harsh. But this is an uncle who led the sale of the drillship. Okay? So there's evidence that he has dealt with such a transaction before. And so if there's something similar to that, we can only infer. And that inference will not be wrong. Okay?
Mm.
Because there's some evidence.
Oh, so it means that you're looking at what had happened in the past to say that you fear this could happen again, that he will sell off the company to the company that intends to take this on lease.
Exactly.
Mm. But again, you are talking about cancelling a contract if it's not brought to Parliament. But he explains that, in fact, that he hasn't even signed a contract, you know, as we speak. So are you talking about the Watco contract, or you are talking about the one that wants to take this on a lease?
You see, I think we need to understand this thing very well. I'm saying to you that the Minister of Trade and Industry signed a contract with Watco for 10 years for them to provide management services for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the fee they take is $50,000 per month.
Mm-hmm.
And they also will make take a certain percentage of the profit that they will make.
Mm.
And then again, in terms of they bringing in expatriates, those expatriates will be paid outside this $50,000 that I'm talking about.
Mm.
Now, this contract was signed on the 21st of July, 2022 or so, and it has started running.
Okay.
He should come and update Ghanaians why he thinks that he wants to lease it to whichever company that he's talking about.
Mm.
He should come and deny that there's no accumulation of debt,
okay,
because we've not been able to pay the company the $50,000 that we're talking about.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
And he should come and tell us what indeed is in that agreement. Mm. That's a separate thing. Now, if he's saying that he's expressing interest in leasing it out, nobody is saying that he has already signed contract with the new arrangement that he wants to make.
Okay.
But we are only cautioning that what he has done so far, there's a need for him to explain to us. He has questions to answer.
Okay.
He should come and explain to Ghanaians what he has done so far when he took over.
Okay.
And thereafter, we will not begin, begin to talk about the next project.
Mm.
He hasn't done that, so he's not be talking about selling it or leasing it to any other company.
All right. I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Yusuf Sulemana is ranking member on the Trades Committee of Parliament, and that's your top story for you. Up next here on Joy is Ghana Connect. Good evening.